Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. It's Kyle Alexander filling in for Matt Cotrillo today on the Steve Jones Show. Steve will be here in just a moment. Of course, Matt Cotrillo going to be off here for about a week or so. Him and his wife, Lisa, welcomed in their baby boy, actually the first baby that was born at Evangelical Community Hospital in 2020. And it was kind of funny. New Year's Eve, Matt said, hey, if you guys want to come up with Lisa and I, we're going to be going to Lewisburg tonight. We're going to be going out to eat. And they did end up going to Lewisburg New Year's Eve, but obviously they went to Evangelical. The baby's healthy. Talked to Matt a little bit ago, and they are absolutely loving it, of course. Ross Tucker, he's going to be on at 3:35 today. Ross, of course, a former NFL football player, played the guard and center positions with the Washington Redskins, also Dallas Cowboys, Buffalo Bills, New England Patriots. So we'll talk to Ross and see what he's thinking as we head into playoff football weekend in the wild card round. Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Seattle Seahawks. That is coming up on Sunday. You'll be able to hear that game on our sister station, Eagle 107, 3 o'clock pregame, 4:40 kickoff for the Eagles and the Seahawks coming up on Sunday from Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. So we'll get to that at 3:35. And also, of course, Kevin Jones is going to be calling in the 4 o'clock hour, going over those picks for Wild Card Weekend and the NFL football. So we will check in with him as well, as had the opportunity to watch quite a few bowl games over the past couple of days. So great time for a football fan getting our football fix here as we head playoff season.
Yes, and we will.
There you are, Steve. I was just mentioning that New Year's Eve, Matt told me that I was welcome to go with him and his wife, Lisa, up to Lewisburg. They were going to go out to eat, and I'm pretty thankful I didn't go because I would have ended up at the hospital at Evangelical up in Lewisburg, because that's where they welcomed in their baby boy, and I talked to Matt a little bit ago, and everything's going well. They're actually going home today.
Oh, great. Right.
Yep, so.
For little Luke Joseph, Lisa's the biggest advantage he has. All right, so. Just kidding, Maddie. We love you.
He's probably listening right now, too. He's probably listening right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh. That doubles our ratings.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. So, how's everything been, Steve? I haven't talked to you in a while.
I hope everything's going well for you.
Yeah, running around like crazy. The week after New Year's, a lot of people on vacation, so.
Well, not you. You throw the heavy innings.
Yes, I do. I'd like taking my vacation in the summertime when it's nice out and you can do stuff.
Well, I did nothing on New Year's Day except watch football. Maybe did a couple little quick things.
Watch some football? There you go.
Oh, yeah. Now, as you know, I am usually really busy.
Yeah, you don't get a whole lot of time off either.
No, I don't. I don't get a lot of time off. So, about halftime of the Rose Bowl, I told Kathy I'd go out and I'd get food, bring home dinner. I said, yeah, we're going to order out. And I looked over, I said, no. She says, boy, it's one of the few times I've noticed you haven't really done anything all day. I said, yeah, you know what I found out? She says, what that's, I'm really good at it.
Sometimes you just need a break, like a day. Now, I slept a lot on New Year's Day. I did watch a little bit of the Rose Bowl then on New Year's Day night, but Sunbury here had a light bulb drop, so they dropped a giant light bulb at midnight, and so I was checking that out, and yeah, I slept in New Year's Day, but it was a good day. It was a good day.
So it's like the Thomas Edison thing here.
Yeah, exactly. Because wow. Thomas Edison and the light bulb in Sunbury, so this giant light bulb that local college students made and wired up. They dropped that. So, yeah, a lot of people, and it was pretty late night.
Oh, and you were there for it, of course.
I was there for the duration. Yes, I was.
Well, we got a lot to talk about today. Lots to talk about. We're going to get Matt Leon on in a few moments. We got Cam Miller, Pro Football Focus. A preview tomorrow's showdown with Iowa and the Palestra. And then, Kyle, you get a thrill unlike any other. You get to pick games against my brother.
Right. Well, Matt, in all the stuff that he had to do the past couple of days, he did have time to send me his picks. So I do.
Oh, so you're going to give Matt's picks?
I'm going to read Matt's picks.
Come on.
I was thinking about changing a couple of them.
Come on, be a participant.
I should. I still have plenty of time to get that done before we have
Come
to do
on,
the
man.
Picks.
Oh, you can do the picks. This would be great. Have some fun with it.
But
Don't worry about the fact that it'll cost you $50,000 to be involved. Don't worry about that.
And everybody else, I mean, you have 60, 70 wins. I mean, yeah. But I do have Matt's picks, so we'll run those down too.
Now we got Ross Tucker today, right?
Yes, at 3:35.
Yeah, we got Ross. That'll be great. I'm looking forward to that. Cam Miller will be terrific too. We'll have him at 4:06. So that'll be a lot of fun. And then we got the big pick'em segment. You know?
Yeah, and Matt gave me the tallies too, and you are currently winning for the year.
Yep. Oh, look, even blind squirrels find acorns, man.
Yeah, but it's close. It's only two games between you and your brother.
Oh.
Just two games.
Can't shake the dude.
No.
can't shake the dude. All right. So we got Matt Leon coming up because we want to talk about the Eagles. We got Ross Tucker coming up. We got a lot to talk about there. I mean, look at the NFC East. I'm going to start with Ross on this. The only coach that has a job in the NFC East is Doug Peterson. Everybody else, now Ron Rivera now has a job with the Redskins. But think about that. Everybody else is changing. Everybody else is changing. Amazing. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. Matt Leon in a moment as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day in the pickle bar. Led by the barrels of the dills, indeed, second to none. Stock up now. It's going to be a big weekend of football and some hoop. Talk about football. The Eagles play the Seahawks this weekend. With that, we bring in our good friend from Philadelphia, Matt Leon. Hello, Matt. Welcome back. Great to have you with us. I'll be at the Palestra, your neck of the woods, tomorrow.
Great to be with you. I'll be there tomorrow night for Penn's Ivy opener against Princeton.
Yeah, and that will be quite a trip through the Ivy League this year. The Ivy has some depth to it. Would that be fair?
Oh, absolutely. Yale is very strong. Harvard's Harvard. They're a little beat up. I don't quite know what Harvard is yet, but they're always there in the end. And kind of the wild card this year, Brown just went on the road, beat Rhode Island. Brown looks like they're a team ready to break through this year. So it's always tough, but it does look especially deep this year.
All right, I want to get to the Eagles. The comeback of the Eagles has been remarkable because they're out of skill people except for one guy. The one skill guy that's still there is Carson Wentz. What, in this time of personnel turmoil, what has Carson Wentz shown you?
He's shown that he is a franchise quarterback, because I would say about halfway through this season, there were a lot of murmurs. There were persistent people talking about how they should have kept Nick Foles. I think we can put all that to bed, because not only has he led them to four straight wins here in crunch time, not only has he put up great numbers without throwing interceptions, but he's also done it basically with a practice squad. When you look at their wide receiver one now is Greg Ward, who a converted college quarterback who had been up and down on their practice squad for years. They're, you know, against the Giants, their number one running back was Boston Scott, who they signed off the Saints practice squad. It's really remarkable. They had guys catch passes. One guy on Sunday catch passes who they had signed off the practice squad Wednesday. And the common theme in all this is Carson Wentz, and he's playing with a ton of confidence. You can see it. They are calling a great game for him, really playing to his strengths, getting him out of the pocket at times. It's really been remarkable to watch, but it's also been a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, it has been a lot of fun to watch. But I felt like from the middle of the third quarter of the Giants game in Philadelphia at the Link, I feel like from that point on, Wentz has been in the zone.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you got to remember, you know, December 1st, this is what's one of the, like, amazing things about this. December 1st is that loss to Miami. Like, it's not 3 months ago. You know, it's we're in the countdown to Christmas when they lose that game to the Dolphins. And then the following week, they're down 17-3 to a terrible Giants team, getting booed off the field at the Link.
Yeah.
So they had, you know, and every time you thought they'd hit bottom, you'd hear knocking from below. Like, it was bad. And ever since that second half, as you said, they come back, they win that Giants game in overtime, they piece together the win in Washington, thump the Cowboys, and then obviously beat the Giants. And Carson Wentz has just been phenomenal. He really has. I think this has been a big year. Obviously, it's always big to win the division title and get to the playoffs, but they needed Wentz to kind of get over this hump so that people would start talking about that, you know, he hadn't been to the playoffs, he hadn't won in crunch time and stuff like that. I think we can all put that to bed. And I like their chances on Sunday. I think it's a good matchup for them.
Yeah, I do too, and I'm going to get to that in 1 second. On this long list of injuries they have, is there anybody they're getting back this week?
I think Miles Sanders will probably play. How much, I don't know, but I think he will be out there. I don't know about – I think Lane Johnson really wants to play, but the question is at tackle, you know, you're dealing with an ankle problem. If he's, you know, not very good, the Seahawks can come off the edge, and that could be a problem. But the one that, you know, Zach Ertz, he's been limited in practice. He still hasn't been cleared for contact. You're talking about, like, a lacerated kidney. That, like, is going beyond the sprained ankle or knee ligament stuff. And so you kind of get the feeling like it's 50-50. I think I'd be kind of surprised if he played, but, you know, you never know. He is going out there and doing some work in practice. But once again, he hasn't been cleared for contact. But I would say Sanders will play. They'll get Jalen Mills back in the secondary, it sounds like. I think Ertz and Johnson are the two that are really question marks at this point.
As much as the Eagles have changed the perception led by Carson Wentz in the last few weeks, the Seahawks have also had a change in perception. They are not the team anybody thought they were going into Thanksgiving.
No, they have really struggled. They've also been hammered by injuries.
No doubt.
Everybody talks about, you know, it was a great storyline for people that Marshawn Lynch came back and all that, but, you know, Marshawn Lynch has been on the street, and when you plug guys in, yeah, it's a nice talking point and gives all the talking heads something to focus on. Guys that come in off the street usually struggle to get up to game speed, especially older guys with a lot of tread on the tires. So the fact that they're kind of leaning on that, That kind of tells you where they are. They've had struggles on the offensive line. I think the Eagle secondary is obviously something that teams have taken advantage of, but it's playing better. And they played pretty well against the Seahawk wide receiver core when they played during the regular season. The Seahawks have some issues. Obviously, Russell Wilson scares you. He's one of the best in the business, yeah. And he can make a lot of things happen. But I just think you kind of feel like it's two teams going in opposite directions right now.
Yes.
And when the playoff field, when you kind of saw it coming together, I remember thinking to myself, boy, if they can get Seattle at home in the first round, that's about as good a matchup as they could hope for, given the possibilities. And, you know, we'll wait and see. You don't play the games on paper. You don't play the games based on what the teams did the last couple weeks. But I think this is a good spot for the Eagles, especially with Seattle having to come west to east.
Yeah, and the Seahawks receiving corps doesn't scare anybody.
No.
Russell Wilson does, but the Seahawks receiving corps does not. Eagles win why?
I think the defense plays very well at home. It's really amazing. I think they allow something like 17 points a game at home, 29 a game on the road.
It's amazing.
Why you would have that kind of disparity, I don't know, but it is what it is. So I think they will hold Seattle. There's no reason to think they won't be able to hold Seattle to 17, 20 points. And if that's the case, I think the Eagles will move the football. Eagles moved the football for the most part in the game against Seattle during the regular season,
mm-hmm.
but they self-destructed constantly, and they turned the ball over five times. You know, the Eagles have not turned the ball over here as of late. I think Carson Wentz, you know, it as important as it was for him to get into the playoffs, it's just as important for him to get that first playoff win under his belt. I like them to win something like 24-20, 24-21.
I'll see you tomorrow. Look forward to it.
Sounds good, sir.
Thank you, Matt.
Bye-bye.
Matt Leon from Philadelphia. Next half hour, Ross Tucker. Cam Miller, Pro Football Focus, 406. Kyle Alexander bids to take the lead in picks at 430.
I don't know, Steve. I have to get 71 wins because that's how many you have. You're 71 and 40. So not
Look,
too bad.
Just do what I do. Pick them after the game's over.
Or if you slip me a 10 or something, maybe I can mess with Matt's picks. Put them a little
you
further behind.
You would be
behind.
Shocked how quickly you catch up when you pick them after the game's over.
Yeah. That's the secret. That's the secret. Anyway.
Now, did you get enough coffee earlier today? I just want to make sure.
Yeah, I had some. I had some caffeine. I don't know if it was quite enough, though.
Come on, man.
I need this weekend to recharge. It was a busy past couple of weeks.
I know, but, you know, like the coffee thing's like your big thing.
I know. Fresh roasted coffee. That's that's the secret. That's the secret.
Got your guy in there. All right. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket, our Friday sponsor, and they are awesome.
Did you know?
And today's show brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks, plenty of snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, although Buhner loves garlic. Indeed, second to none. You have Penn State basketball tomorrow at the Palestra. You've got the NFL playoffs this weekend. Stock up. Stock up right now at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. New Year's may be over, but it doesn't mean the holidays don't continue. And we are in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Cam Miller, Pro Football Focus, coming up in the next half hour. We'll talk about him and get some draft grades for KJ Hamler and Yetur Gross-Matos. But before we get to that, we are always pleased to hear on the other end one of the individuals I think has become one of the best in the business, and that is Ross Tucker. Ross, welcome back, my friend. It is always great to hear you on the other end.
Likewise, Steve. I tell you this every time, but I'm usually listening to you while I'm driving somewhere. Here's the thing. Next year, Steve, we got to get more 3:30 games. Because I do the Army games for CBS Sports Network that are always, always, always at noon. So you guys are killing me late in the year with the Minnesota game, the Ohio State game. But the 3:30 games, I'd drive up to West Point, I'd do the game, and on the drive home, I listened to you and Jack for 3.5 hours. It was my whole drive from West Point back to Harrisburg was you guys made the time fly. You really, I blame you, Steve, for those noon games. You killed me, man. You killed me.
You know, I'll mention that to them because you're the rating point. You're the rating point we were looking for. So, hey, Ross, I got to start out with the Eagles are going to play in the playoffs this weekend, obviously against Seattle. The other three teams in the division are all going to have new coaches next year. Now, our guy that runs our place is a huge Redskins guy. And he needed your take on the moves the Redskins have made. So with Ron Rivera in, Allen out, what were your thoughts?
You know what's interesting, by the way? I don't know why, but I don't know where, you know, your boss lives, but I have found that in the coal region, in Sunbury up there, there's actually a decent amount of Redskins fans. I'm not sure why that is. But a buddy of mine I played with in college is from Shamokin, and he's a huge Redskins fan. It's interesting how that happens, how that works. I don't know how that works, but it does.
I'm wondering if those years – I'm wondering, Ross, those years they trained in Carlisle made Redskins fans because they trained in Carlisle for years.
Well, I did. You know, my first 2 years in the NFL with the Redskins, we were at Dickinson College.
Yeah.
So I certainly understand that for people that live in central PA, you know, in the Harrisburg, Hershey, Carlisle area, but I don't know how that would affect the coal region folks other than they could just hop on 81 or 15 or whatever and get down there. I really like the moves that they made. I wasn't as down on Bruce Allen as everybody else seemed to be. I thought it was the right time to move on, but I guess I'm just a positive person. I see the good in people, and I had never heard from the Redskins once since I retired until Bruce Allen got the job, and then he did all kinds of things for the alumni that I appreciated. And also, if you think about it, Steve, 2 years ago, when he traded for Alex Smith and got him signed to a deal through 2023 at $23.5 million? Are you kidding me? I mean, guys are going to be making $40 million a year this offseason. The Redskins had Alex Smith until 2023 at $23.5 million a year. It's actually a really good move, and they were 7-4 or whatever last year until Alex got hurt. Now, I still think Bruce deserved to go for a lot of different reasons. And I love Ron Rivera. I thought that's the guy that the Cleveland Browns should have gone for.
Yes.
I don't know why they didn't. But I think Ron Rivera, personally, I got a lot of respect for him. I've interacted with him a number of times. All the guys have actually played for him, love him. I'm a little bit nervous about him being in charge of personnel, which it sounds like will be the structure because he hasn't done that before. I don't know how he'll do in that regard, but in terms of a leader of men, he's fantastic.
All right, so the Giants are also open. Gettleman stays. Matt Rhule grew up here in State College, went to State High, went to Penn State, the whole thing, and he coached in that, you know, when he was at Temple's the OC, then the year he was out, he was with the Giants. Is he a possibility with New York?
Yeah, I actually think he's. I actually think he's likely. I think he's the favorite. Now I don't know if Gettleman will love having a guy that doesn't have that much NFL coaching experience, but they both were with the Giants together in 2012, right. So they know each other, and for him to do what he did at Temple. and now at Baylor is extremely impressive. I know Matt very well. I think he'd be very intrigued by coming back to the Northeast and by coaching the New York Giants. I think that's a great fit, and I'd like to see it happen.
Yeah, and I think he would do very well there. I think he does. I think he gets it. I think he gets New York. All right, now I want to get to the Eagles and the Seahawks. Let's break that game down for a moment, Ross. It's interesting, from the middle of the third quarter of the first Giants game at the Link to the end, the Eagles have seemed different. Seattle, since Thanksgiving, seems different. So what kind of difference does that make in this game?
Well, and if you go back to that first matchup, not to say that Russell Wilson was perfect, because he wasn't, but I thought it was arguably Carson Wentz's worst game ever. I mean, he missed a bunch of throws. He had two interceptions. He lost two fumbles. And they only lost 17-9, even though Carson Wentz himself had four turnovers. So it's hard for me to believe I'm saying this, because I was the guy that called all the Eagles preseason games on TV. Right. And I remember, and you'll appreciate this, Steve, I said during the preseason game that everybody thought I was full of you-know-what. I said, one of these guys playing in the preseason games right now, I don't know who it is, but one of them is going to have to make a big play for the Eagles at some point this season. Steve, it's been all of them. I mean, you watch the games, it's the preseason crew. I mean, it's Ortega Whiteside and Greg Ward at receiver. It's Perkins and Goddard are out there at tight end. Even Boston Scott is out there running back with Miles Sanders. I mean, it's unbelievable that all these skill guys are guys that were participating in the preseason games. It's amazing. And for some reason, somehow, some way, Wentz has been better with this group. It's really remarkable. And I'll say this too. I was a big fan of his. I thought he'd be a good pro. I think Miles is better than I thought he'd be. I did not think he would make this many big plays or look this explosive in the NFL. And I'm wondering if it's just because he sort of, you know, had to come after Saquon, who did so many things that made your jaw drop, that when Miles would have a nice play at Penn State, you'd be like, oh, that's a nice play. But it just didn't make your jaw drop like Saquon did. I didn't expect Miles to be this productive and this explosive in the NFL.
I thought, because obviously, you know, I'm there every single day. I thought that where Miles Sanders made his biggest move forward at Penn State from his sophomore to his junior year when he was going to take over as the prime back was I thought he became a better receiver. And I feel like in watching him with the Eagles, he's become an even better receiver with the Eagles, where he gives them that added dimension besides being an outstanding running back.
Yeah, it's been huge. He's been a better blocker than I thought he would be. But they get a lot of big plays in the passing game from Miles Sanders and Boston Scott now that he's been in as well. You know, it's weird. It almost makes me nervous, Steve. But I think the Eagles are going to win. The only reason they wouldn't is because Russell Wilson, in my mind, is still the best quarterback in the NFL. And if I could only have one for the next 10 years, it would be him. And it's kind of crazy because when he was drafted, Steve, he was the outlier. He was the, oh, my gosh, he's too short. I'm not sure. Now, look, I think you'd still rather have him be 3 inches taller. But I'm not sure he's not the prototype now. I mean, he makes the best decisions on and off the field, the way he conducts himself, his accuracy, his mobility. He's never missed a game. I mean, it's you check every box, Russell Wilson checks it.
Well, when he transferred to Wisconsin, I have one of those votes in the All Big Ten, so I have to do preseason, postseason, football, basketball. Now, he hadn't played a game yet at Wisconsin. I voted him the preseason player of the year in the Big Ten. I had to write him in. Right? That's what I thought of him as a college quarterback. Right? And then he ended up finishing second for player of the year runner-up. When he got drafted in the third round, Jack Hamm and I said Seattle got a steal because we thought that highly of him, Ross.
Yeah, he's he is extremely impressive in every way. I met him at the Rookie Symposium, Steve, and yeah. then like 2 or 3 years later, I'm doing a Seahawks game, and I'm walking off the field. I don't like bother guys when they're warming up. Somebody comes over to me and taps me on my shoulder. I turn around, and the guy says, "Hey, Ross, how are you? How's everything going?" It was Russell Wilson. I was like, "I'm doing good, Russell. Good, thanks, man. Good luck today." Like I just that's unheard of. It just doesn't happen. It was just, right. It was unbelievable. Speaking of that, by the way, I got to tell you, Steve, high expectations. Like next year, I think Penn State has a chance to have their best team in a long time.
Yeah.
I'm really fired up about them. I would say this, and I do the Keystone Sports Network, and so once a week I talk Penn State football for an hour, and I think Justin Shorter is missing out on a big opportunity with Kirk Schirach as the offensive coordinator with what you know he did with those big receivers at Minnesota. Plus, yep. You probably don't even know this, Steve, but Kirk Schirach was my coach at Princeton my first 3 years. He was the wide receiver coach at Princeton in the late 90s when I was there. So I've known him for a long time. He'll be fantastic. I think that the positions that jump out to me are wide receiver and D tackle. Yeah. And I think, you know, Shorter at receiver, you know, it's a shame what he did because I think, especially with KJ going, I think KJ is making the right decision. I think Shorter could have a big impact on potentially a college football playoff team.
What kind of personality did Kirk Schirach bring to the position when you were at Princeton? His personality and you dealing with him as a player.
Well, and in fairness, I was offensive line. He's a wide receiver.
I know that, but you still had to be around him, though.
Yeah. So he's kind of a no nonsense guy. He's a good guy. He's a he's happy. He loves coaching football. He's extremely passionate about it. It's probably amazing for him growing up in Harrisburg to be able to come back and be Penn State's offensive coordinator. He could get fiery at times. You know, my friends and I joke about a couple instances when he got fiery. So he does have that in him. One of my buddies was a tight end and wouldn't put his helmet on, and Schirach made sure he put his helmet on. So we still joke about that. But he's an awesome guy. You know, when he was a Central Pennsylvania recruit, he would often have me talk to him because I'm from Reading and just tell him some different things about being at the chance to go to Princeton. So I've kept in touch with him over the years when he was at Delaware and Rutgers and Minnesota. So I'm pretty excited for him. I think it's a great hire for Penn State. And like I said, I think they've got a chance to have a really good year. I mean, I think Journey Brown's a total freak of nature. Yep. I think people are going to be surprised by what he does next year. You know, to have his speed, and now, he's got touchdown runs where he's bouncing guys' heads off the ground, like two or three at a time. I mean, I don't even think he knows what he has in him.
Agreed. And his ability to run between the tackles is something a lot of people, I don't think, realized he could do. And you add that with the track speed, it really is impressive. Hey, Ross, I know you've got other things you need to do. I want to let you go, but I want to let you know how much we really appreciated having you on today. Thanks so much, my friend.
Yeah, anytime, Steve. And like I said, I love what you guys do. Thanks for all the good work during the season.
Nah, you're the best. Thanks, Ross.
All right, take care. Bye.
Ross Tucker joining us. So the good news is that Roger had given us a series of Redskins questions. You notice, Kyle, how out of the gate I handled that right away. But it's what the good employee does. Meanwhile, I think if somebody else had been doing this, what are you talking, sugar, at me? You don't start that way. Stop laughing, Alexander. Stop laughing.
Or IndyCar.
How many laps do you think Marco could go? Followed up with, are you nuts? All right, we'll come back with more in a moment. Great to have you with us. Cam Miller, Pro Football Focus, next half hour. because we're going to get into Yetur Gross-Matos and also KJ Hamler going to the NFL draft as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years. Great to have you with us. Great to have Ross Tucker on the show. He's just, Ross does a lot of media across the board, including SiriusXM, mentioned Army football, preseason Eagles. He did the PIAA championships this year. He's really good at everything he does. Really good at everything he does. I'm a big Ross Tucker fan. And should be, because Ross is just that good, and he's just a good guy, too. Really good guy. So is Kyle Alexander, who's in today for the vacationing, sunning himself, Matt Catrillo. With the guys on the show, 1 week, and suddenly we're taking time off?
Yeah, I don't know how much of a vacation it is, though. You know what I mean?
To be honest with you, it's like every time you turn around, the guy's off. I don't know.
His days of getting 8 hours of sleep are
ended.
Over.
They're done. Cooked, fried. I mean, I believe that little Luke sent his message saying, I'm arriving at 5:09 in the morning. That tells you right away where you are.
In the first baby of the year at Evangelical Community Hospital.
It was really?
Yeah.
That's what I was wondering.
Yep, the first baby of the year.
Oh, that is awesome.
So
the first one. I was hoping. I texted him on New Year's Eve when he told me that Lisa had gone into labor. And I said, hey, you might have the first baby in the new year. Now, all I cared about is whether the baby was healthy. It didn't, after that, and that Lisa was fine. I could really, after that, it just, but ended up being number one, huh?
Yeah, number one at Evangelical Community Hospital, which I knew. Like I mentioned, he was not planning on that. He was going to go out New Year's Eve for drinks and appetizers. He said he was going to get the drinks. His wife could have the appetizers, is what he told her, and then he ended up at the hospital. So there you have
it. Wow. Wow. How about that?
I know. So that's how they rang in their New Year's. I'm sure they wouldn't have wanted it any other way, though.
Well, it's easy to remember the baby's birthday.
Yeah, and give that baby a couple of years, and it'll be thankful for a New Year's birthday, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Baby will be 1 year old next year when Penn State's playing in the college football playoff in the Rose Bowl. All right.
We hope.
What the heck? I just thought I'd throw it out there. What the heck? I had nothing to lose.
Yeah, start high. Shoot high.
Cam Miller next half hour.